Okay, Steve. I got a little chuckle out of that one. Thanks for not going into detail. That's great. Always happens, doesn't it? You're waiting and waiting and waiting, and you can't wait, and then you get called on. That's great. Yeah, that 891 and ATOS is a great combination. I know I've never used it, but I'm sure it's a great combination. I wanted to get that. That was my original plan. But then when it came out with that FT1, it also has VHF, UHF, and C4 FM. So it has literally everything that I would need for a mobile installation. But boy, oh boy, I got to sell a lot of radios to get all that because I don't have the antenna. And, of course, I don't have the radio. So you're looking at, what, $2,500 total for everything? Well, then the $100 cable, somewhere in that range. Oh, boy. I'm going to sell almost everything I got just to get one radio and antenna, but, hey, it might be worth it. By the time I'm ready, maybe to go down in price. All right, Steve. Sorry, I babbled that time. Do you have anything else that you want to add?
I bought the 891 as my first radio. It was sitting around, and so I finally put it in my car. So that worked out. And I got the ATOS antenna off of eBay from a seller in Japan. And it all worked out pretty good, so I'm pretty happy with it.